Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Pei Beis, mitzvah 282, as we finish off the week here in the world of Truma. The mitzvahs relating to Truma, we had first an isser of a Kohen Tame eating Truma, then we had yesterday the mitzvah of, we had a couple of days ago, a Zar eating Truma, and then we had Toshav V'Sachir eating Truma, and now we have the isser of an Arel eating Truma. So if we look in the next couple of psukim, we will not find this. Could keep looking. It says V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. That was 2 days ago. Toshav Kohen V'Sachir Lo Yochal Kodesh. That was yesterday. The Eved Ivri of a Kohen Lo Yochal Kodesh. And then the next pasuk, V'Kohen Ki Yikna Nefesh Kinyan Kaspa Hu Yochabo. That's what we said. Eved Kinani of a Kohen can. V'Lib Beiso and his kids. Heim Yochlu Balachmo. Kohen's kids and Eved Kananim could eat the Truma. Ubas Kohen Kitia Lezar. Now we have an Eish, a Bas Kohen who marries Yisrael, cannot eat Truma. That's the next mitzvah, Resh Pei Gimel. So what happened? There's a black hole. Where's Resh Pei Beis? So the Chinuch says this is one of those very few mitzvos that don't have a separate pasuk. It's not mefurish. If you think back, where did we have this before? We had this in mitzvah 195. Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik He. Kuf Tzadik He, if you look back for a minute, that was the Isser of the Isser within the world of Arayos, that was the Isser of Ervas Habas, the Isser of living with one's daughter, and with the Chinuch there said, Shalagal Ervas Habas, Vizos Lonis Bara, Balashana Torah, Shayomar Akasev, Ervas Bitchalosagal, it doesn't say anywhere. The erva of your daughter. Why? Because it already says that your son's daughter, your daughter's daughter, further, more distant relatives of daughter are usher. So it was kind of like a kal v'chomer that we learned. It's not exactly a kal v'chomer because ain onshin min hadin, but it's a gilui milsa, as the Kesef Mishnah says at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. It was a gilui milsa that bas is also included. But that was the last mitzvah, the only one I think that we had so far, kuf tzadik hei without a pasuk. Here's number two. Here's the second one, without a pasuk. The isser of an arel eating truma. It is not based on a pasuk, it's based on a gzeirah shavah. Says the chinuch. Shelo yochal arel truma, an arel, an uncircumcised individual. Let's at least say now, an uncircumcised kohen. An uncircumcised Yisrael, who eats it, we'll have to see. How many of theirs does he get? Does he get zar and arel? Or does Zar encompass everything and you can't build on that? But at least a Kohen Arel who eats Truma violates an Issa Daraisa. And this is Daraisa based on a Gzeirah Shavah. Says the Chinuch. Shlo Yochal Arel Truma. Klomar. Kohen Shlo Nimo Beishu Mezid Oshogigo Anus. Whether he is Mezid, but Mezid does not get a Bris Milah. And we learn that somebody doesn't get a Bris Milah, then they're Chayef Kares. Right? The first Mishnah in Maseches Krisus has the only two mitzvahs asay that one is Chayef Kares for if one does not fulfill, Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether the Isser Kares is every single day until, right? Or it's when somebody dies and they don't have a Bris, so then Mamela they're Chayef Kares. But Beinshu Mezid, Oshogig or Anus, even if somebody is Anus and they can't get a Bris Milah, that is still called an Arel. Ukegon, Shemesu Echamach Masmila, like he has two older brothers that died from Bris Milah. There's hemophilia in the family, and they don't live at a time when there is a type of medicine to give to strengthen the blood clotting in order that he can get a Bris. So if there's Sakaras Tafashis, he's not only Pater, but he is Asur. Somebody who has two brothers that died, he's Asur from getting a Bris. And that is because, though there's a machlokas, usually how many times is a chazaka? Two or three? We generally paskin three. But for sakaras tafashis, we're machmer to say even two is a chazaka. And therefore, if two brothers died, so then he does not get a bris milah. Sheyiras hamavis menatim milamo. And he says, if he's scared, b'chol inyan sheyiyem mikivan shu arel asr lechol b'truma. Once he's an arel, okay, what could he do? An arel could do most mitzvahs. He can't do this one. Can't eat truma, can't serve in the base of Migdash. But he could count for a minion, he could be a mezumin, he gets an aliyah. If somebody's an RL, he could do almost all mitzvahs. A couple of mitzvahs he can't do. But who adin sha asr b'shar kachim? He not only is asr to eat truma, which is what the word kodesh means in our context, but he is asr to eat other kachim as well. And the chinuch emphasizes, umini, and this is basically a quote from the Rambam, umini zilonis ba rabba kasuf. This isr doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, the RL lo yochal kodesh, referring to truma. Doesn't say that anywhere. Aval nil madab gzereshava is learned that from gzereshava. Which gzereshava? Connected to yesterday's mitzvah. Because of the mountain b'shem Aram v'zichron levracha. He quotes the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ubi'eru ha-mekablim imzeh shezeh ha-isruhu midaraisa lo midrabanan. The Rambam who he's quoting emphasizes that this is a mitzvah daraisa. Don't think it's a mitzvah darabanan. Why the emphasis? The chinuch will explain in a minute why the Rambam is being so defensive and saying, it's daraisa, don't think otherwise. V'lashon Yevamis, the Gemara says in Yevamis, minayin la'arol she'enocha b'truma, how do you know that an aral cannot eat truma? Ne'emar, toshav v'sachir b'pesach, v'ne'emar, toshav v'sachir b'truma. It uses the same words by carbon pesach and by truma. Ma toshav v'sachir emor b'pesach aral aser bo, just like toshav v'sachir, carbon pesach, an aral is aser to eat carbon pesach, that's mefurish, av toshav v'sachir emor b'truma aral aser bo. So it's basically Zera Shava. What's fascinating is that we spent time yesterday emphasizing the fact that Tosha V'Sachir in Pesach and in Shuma mean different things. There means Ger Toshav and Sachir means a worker, and yesterday's mitzvah meant David Ivri. Afal Pikein, the words are the same. And because the words are the same, Chazal have a Mesorah that this is a Gzera Shava, and it's to teach me that an Aro cannot partake of Truma. This is what the Sifra also has a different limud. The Shamnem Rabbi Kiva Omer Ish Ish Larabo says to Aro. Rabbi Kiva just has a ribui to include Aro, not based on Gzera Shava, but including it based on a limit. The Shamnes Bayer Klomer Begar Yevamis. Also, it explains in Maseches Yevamis Shedvar Torah Mashuch Ochel Betruma Mida Oraisa a Mashuch Kidi Truma. What's a Mashuch? Somebody who has a bris mila, but it doesn't look like he has a bris mila. It was pulled back, pulled over. So on a Durabana level, he has to fix it so that it looks like a Mahul. Umi Devarim Gazru Elaboration Nira Ka'arel. It looks like an RL, but Mita Araisa, he's not, and therefore he's allowed to eat on a Daraisa level. Umashahu explains what it is. Shanimshaka Arla Binyan, Shanira Kimishi in a Malacha Shinimo, Yinikvaris Baralacha, Sha'ara Lasa Vitruman Atora, Fahamashak Lasa Durabanan, the Havain Ze. Understand and get this, says the Rambam quoted in the Chinuch. Vishamnomar Mashak Sashimo Midurabanan. Good, a Mashak needs Mila Midurabanan. The Birchas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses the Machlokas that we've mentioned many times, and that is the Velt, the world against the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rov Rishonim hold like the Chinuch here does, and that is, if somebody doesn't have a bris milah, even if it's not their fault, even if their brothers died machmas milah, they're still an Arel, even though there's no chiyuv even. Or maybe there is a chiyuv, but it's an onus that, what can you do? There's no way to get around it. He's still called an ones, and therefore, he cannot eat truma, he cannot eat kachim v'chulu. This is the sheet of Rashi in Yivam Estafayim. This is the sheet of Tosfos in Yivam Estafayim at the beginning of Perek Ha'arel, beginning of that Perek in Masechel Yivamis. This is what the Chinuch says, this is what the Rambam seems to say, because he's not Mechalik. And the Menachah Sina says, if the Rambam held otherwise, he should have explicated. See the last line of the first paragraph. V'harambam midesasam niradaito gamke kedaito deposek havel lefarish. If he's a posek, he should have explained if he held otherwise. Who argues? That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rashba in Yevamis on Daf Ayin, quoted in Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Chav Beis, that's what he quotes. An RL is only someone who has an unfulfilled chiyuv that he should fulfill. But if halachically he's not allowed to fulfill this chiyuv, then he is not an RL. One could say even further that the chiyuv, mila, is only if there's a possibility for mila. The second that there's no possibility for mila, the chiyuv falls away and then he's not an RL. And therefore he can eat truma. And therefore he can do a vod in the base of Migdash, even though he doesn't have a bris mila. He's not a mahul, but he's not an RL. And as long as he's not an RL, Rabbeinu Tam holds, then it is okay to do bris mila. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. As we have discussed in the past, it's a huge chiddush. We generally don't assume like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbi Yosef Engel in the piece that has come up in the past about ones. What does ones do? If I'm going to do a mitzvah, what does ones do? If I can't do the mitzvah, do I get credit, ki'ilu aso, or not? So Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, you know, different mitzvahs might have different, the onis might have different effects. Ben Adam Lachavero, he says maybe one should not say ki'ilu avid, because if you didn't go do bigger cholim, your car broke down, lamaisa, you didn't do it. Hashem's not going to fault you, but you can't say ki'ilu you did it. Masha'en came, when it comes to mitzvah, Ben Adam Lamakom, maybe Hashem can give us the credit, even if I don't have enough money to buy an esrog, he can say, you know, it's as if you shook it. I understand. Suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel in that same piece, maybe this is the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam who says, kind of like it as if you did it. your ba'anus, we might say the chiyuv disappears. But he suggests, maybe, Rabbi Nutam is saying, if your ba'anus, Hashem gives you the credit as if you did it. So in some way, you like have the same, you're not physically a mahol, but you have the same status of mahol. Masha'enkim, when it comes to the other Rishonim, see what he's talking about. And the other Rishonim might say, even if you want to say that by other mitzvahs, by Esrog, by others, ki'ilu, you did it. You can't say ki'ilu, you did it here if you didn't do it. You need the result of being in mahol, having a bris milah, that the foreskin is not there. Here, the foreskin's on you. How can you say you have the status of a mahol? But anyway, that's what he discusses in that piece about ones. Good. Continuing, you know, let's just first go down to the Oz Dalad. Oz Dalad, Menchas Chinuch asks a bomb kasha on the Rambam. Says the Menchas Chinuch, the Rambam paskins that a baby boy who is born mahol, Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a Kohen, he was a Levi, but let's say he would have been a Kohen, would he be able to eat Shruma Daraisa? He's no one mahol. The Rambam holds he could eat Shruma. A baby Kohen who's born without a foreskin, mahul, he can eat truma. That is Shitas HaRambam in Hilchos Trumos, right here. The problem, the Menchas Chinuch says, Ulididit Sarech Iyun Ma'od Psak HaRambam. The Menchas Chinuch says, I have a big problem with this, because if you look in Rebbe Elazar Demila, if you look at all the different Shitas that are discussed, whether a Nolan Mahul requires Hatafas Dam Bris, Machlokas Tanoim, whether a baby who was born Mahol requires any type of bloodletting, Machlokas, the Rambam paskins that a Nolad Mahol requires, Hatafas Dambris. In Hilchas Mila, three lines from the bottom. Perakal Valachazayin, the Tzorah Hatav Dambris, Vieno Dochas Shabbos, but because it's a suffix, so it's, the Hatafas Dambris is not Dochas Shabbos. Asked Minchas Chinuch, it's a stira. How could the Rambam on the one hand say a Nolan Mahol could eat Shruma if he paskins that a Nolan Mahol requires Hatavas Dam Bris? Hatavas Dam Bris reflects that he's not really a Mahol. We're worried that maybe he's not a Mahol. Maybe we just can't see it. Maybe it's just smushed. So we don't know. So if the Rambam paskins that you need Hatavas Dam Bris for a Nolan Mahol, how could he say that a Nolan Mahol could eat Shruma? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. And he suggests on the top of the next page on line 4, Velomar. And if you want to say that the reason that a Nolan Mahol requires Hatavas Dam Bris is not because he's a possible RL, but for some other reason, I don't accept such an answer. I don't like it to have such a suggestion. He says that, so therefore he leaves it Besarachin, but he already then opens the door. And you know how to answer this question. And that is the Achronim, the Imre Moshe, and others. I'll read it to you from the Imre Moshe. Simen Chav Beis Os Chav Dalin. Everybody quotes this kasha the Minchas Chinuch. Again, the Stira and the Rambam suggest the Imre Moshe what the Minchas Chinuch, expanding on what the Minchas Chinuch suggested and rejected. What you have to say is that a Nolan Mahol is not an RL. He's not an RL. But it's not enough that you don't need anything. You need a Tavas Dam Bris because you're not a Mahol Nikeres, something like that. But you're not an RL. Says the Imre Moshe, Haya Nirolei Svirolei Rambam, the after Nolad Mahol Tzorech Hatavas Dam Bris Mishum Arla Kavusha, because you're worried that it's a pushed down foreskin, Mikal Makom Lo Mikri Arel, Kiva Delo Nikar Ha'arla. If the Arla is not Nikar, you're not an Arel. The Ubechol Zel Tzorech Hatavas Dam Bris Mishum Chiyav Mitzvahs Mila, the Kiva Diyesh Arla Kavusha, Shayach Hatavas Dam Bris Meach Arla, Venikra Dam Bris, Avo Kol Zel Lochal Shem Arla La'adam Shem Arla Kavusha. Amazing. What you have to answer for the Rambam is that there's a chilek, not like Rabbeinu Tam said. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Pashtus. Once there's no more Chiyav Mila, then there's no more Shem Arel. The Rambam is saying, you have to say that they don't go together. Sometimes, there'll still be a Chiyav Mila, even if you're not an RL. Like in this case, you're not an RL. Nolan Mahol is not an RL. How do you know that it's obvious? Because a Nolan Mahol can eat Truma. He's not an RL, but he still requires a Tavas Dam Bris. Why? Because the Mitzvah of Mila. He still has a Chiyav to the Mitzvah of Mila, but a Mitzvah of Mila doesn't always presuppose the Shame RL. That is the beautiful Pshat of the Achronim, the Imre Moshe, to explain the Shitas HaRambam to answer the Menchas Chinuch's Kasha. Okay, that is an Oz Dalet of the Menchas Chinuch. We continue. Says the Chinuch now. Ulufi Adome. It appears to me why now the Rambam has to be very defensive in this mitzvah, where he says, it's learned that from Gzeira Shava, but make sure you know it's Daraisa. It's not the Rabbanan. He says that because what he spends a lot of time on in one of his Shurashim. Kol arichus dvarav kan mipnei shekasa biker hasheni misefer hamitzvos. If you look in Shoresh Beis of the Sefer Hamitzvos, right, the Shurashim, the 14 Shurashim at the beginning of Sefer Hamitzvos, the Rabbi that lays down the rules. Rule number two, you never count something learned out from one of the Yud Gil Mumidos as a separate mitzvah. Boom. That's why the Rabbi has to be so defensive here. The Rambam spends a whole show is telling us that if you learn anything out from Xavier Shava or a Hekish or a Ribu Yumiate or any of those, they never count it as a separate one of the 613. The Rambam comes to our mitzvah, he is stuck because he counts it as a mitzvah. Why does he count it as a mitzvah? And doesn't that go against his rule? But that's why he's so defensive. That's why he has to explain. He says that's why he's emphatic that this is an exception to the rule. If the Rabbanon emphatically tell us that this is a separate mitzvah daraisa, then you get to count it as a mitzvah daraisa. Even if it's one down one of the Yigil Amidos. But 99% of the time, they don't emphasize that. And therefore, it might be a din daraisa, but it's not counted as one of the 613. But that's why the Rambam has to be so emphatic in these cases. The Chinuch says, though, the Imlo Sharai Lizar Ma'od Begachelas Harav Va'aria, even though I am a Rambam man, says the Chinuch, and I'm not changing that. I am sticking to what I started out doing. I am following the Rambam. And I don't want to get burned by the coals of his fire. Lizar Ma'od Begachelas Harav. Hayisi Omer, I got to admit that this is a little dachuk. It's a little dachuk, and it really sounds like in this case that the Rambam is right. The Ramban is right. The Ramban spends 20 pages on Shoresh Beis bringing many, many proofs that the Rambam is wrong. That there are many mitzvahs that we learn now from Xer Shava. Many, many examples. If you look in the Ramban, in Shoresheni, he talks about this again for many pages. And all the way at the end of Shoresheni, he has a beautiful Lashon, which the Chinuch only quotes part of. He says, Vizeh, after 20 pages of bopping the Rambam on the head, he says, Vizeh ma shahaya b'dayti l'chtova l'ikir azeh, b'tachlis ha-kitzer. This is what I wrote, just in short. V'yadati ki od shmuot rabot b'gemara sotrot in yano. I know there are many other gemaras that contradict the Rambam. Ki ha-sefer azel aravzal, but let me explain what I feel about this sefer amitzvahs. Ki sefer azel aravzal in yano mamtakim. But it's such a delicious sefer, the sefer amitzvahs of the Rambam. V'kulo machmadim milvad ha-ikar azeh shehu oker harem gedolim b'talmud u'mapil chomos p'tsuros b'gemara v'ha'inyan l'lomdi ha-gemara ra umar yishtaka ha-davar v'lo yomar. You read that line of the Ramban, the first half of the line is like, oh, I love the Rambam, and he's gorgeous, mamtakim, kul machmadim, and then he says, this is totally wrong, it uproots sugyas, and it's bitter and bad, and it should be forgotten. That's what he says. That's what he means, it's mechata shel Torah. Right, like the Ramban writes, in his Hagdama to Ala Torah, he talks about all the mefarshim that live before him that he's going to talk about. So he writes there about Rashi, lo mishpata b'chora, he uses the pasuk that Rashi's the b'char, but then he writes about the Eben Ezra, Ahava misuteris and tochachas megula. You're going to see, I'm going to be killing the Eben Ezra, but ahava misuteris. There's hidden love in everything that I'm saying. That's the four beautiful words that the Ramban says about the Eben Ezra in his Hagdama to his commentary on Chumash. Ahav tochachas megula, the ahava misuteris. Okay, but this is the Ramban discussing the Rambam major machlokas about the general Shoresh Beis, if you could count items learned out from Yud Gimel Midos as part of the Dinim Daraisa. Okay, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch discusses the sugya of Orla Shalo Bismana in Os Ches and the Minchas Chinuch. This we have mentioned before. If a child, a baby, let's say a baby coming before he's 8 days old, on day four, I am allowed to take truma oil and smear it with him, on him. Because that's called an Orla Shalo Bismana. He's not an Orla yet. He's not called an Orla until day eight. And therefore, I'm allowed to smear him with truma oil. Once he becomes 8 days old, so then I'm not allowed to. The Menachas Chinuch assumes that what happens if he becomes 8 days old or 9 days old, and then he gets sick for the rest of his life, and he cannot get a bris milah. Says the Menachas Chinuch, I think even Rabbeinu Tam would hold there that he's called an RL. Because Rabbeinu Tam only says he's not an RL if he never had the chiyuv. He was never in it. From the day he was born, he's mufka, and he's never, his brothers died. But if he was in the parsha, then he became sick, and he says maybe even if he got sick on day 5, he suggests that maybe Rabbeinu Tam would agree there, it's not something that's natural, that was always forecast. But what's interesting is his discussion in Os Tes, Ibra Maschil Ulafi, the second Ibra Maschil Ulafi, where he discusses, what about Leil Ches? What about the night of the 8th day? Do we say there, it's day 8. So day 8, there's a mitzvah to do milah. It's nighttime, you can't do bris milah at night. What type of psul is leil ches? The same shaila is asked by a karban. A karban, and Rabbeinu Bachai in Pashas Emor, right here, connects, umiyom hashmini v'ka'ala yeiratza, when he talks about mechusar zman by a karban, when he's not allowed to bring a karban until the animal is 8 days old. So Rabbeinu Bachai there parallels it to a bris milah, we're being mocked of ourselves. So the discussion in the Achronim is, leil ches, what type of psul is that? Is that just a psul laila, or is that a psul mechusar zman? Is it, it's already the time, but it's just nighttime. Same thing by Mila. Is he not an RL yet because he can't do the bris milah until the next day? Or maybe it is an RL. You just can't do it. L'maisa. But the chi of a mitzvah kicks in earlier. And there are many other examples. We've quoted Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shefter, and Simen Yud has a number of examples where we see the chi of a mitzvah could kick in even before the l'maisa time to do the mitzvah kicks in. He gives the example of the Shulchan Aruch. He goes to Bir Halacha. The Rav Chafetz Chaim mentions this one. The halacha is that I am allowed to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah as long as the non-Jew who worshipped this shofar was Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah, before Yantif. As long as he's Mevatel before Yantif, it's okay. Ask the Bir Halacha in Hilchas Shofar, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, why before Yantif? Why not just before the morning? Kippur, shofar at night. Why can't it be Mevatel at the night of Rosh Hashanah also? So what do you see? Because the status of shofar starts when Rosh Hashanah starts, even though you can't do bris milah till the next day. Or another example, we have in Yonat Yomah, right? Shloshim Yom Avnei Achan. When is the time for Karban Pesach? When is it for Karban Pesach? We know, Erev Pesach. When do we shecht Karban Pesach? After Chatzos, on Erev Pesach. What about the morning? So you can't shecht it then. So does that mean it's totally, it's not, in the morning of Erev Pesach, it's just like 3 days before Pesach. If you look in Maseches Zvachim in the first parak, there's a machlokes. We know if you shecht a Pesach, first mission Zvachim, if you shecht a Karban Pesach, shelo lishma, you have a different carbon in mind, then it's kosher as long as it's not the time for Pesach. If it's the time for Karban Pesach, then it's pasul. So what's the time for Karban Pesach? Machlokes Tanam. One Tana says, even if you shecht it in the morning of Erev Pesach, it's pasul. Because even though Lamaisa you can't do it yet, it's still the time. Theoretically, the chiyuv started, even though l'maisa you don't do it yet. So again, another example. So this could be a third one. Others as well. This could be another one. The chiyuv of milah might kick in right away. It might be an RL, leil ches. And therefore, the Yerushalmi says a beferish in Maseches Shabbos. Yerushalmi says that leil ches, a kohen cannot be smeared with truma oil. But even though I can't do the mitzvah yet, it doesn't matter. Right, and this is why, whenever I mention this, I try to mention as well, maybe this is a halachic reason, not just a Kabbalistic reason, for the source for having a vachnach, for the night before bris milah, going to say Shema, Hamalach HaGoel, because the kid needs Shmira. Why does the kid need Shmira? Because now he's an RL. Before this time he wasn't an RL yet, now he's an RL, and he can't do the mitzvah milah until the next day. So maybe that's where the minna comes from, even in halachic terms. Okay, there's a lot more here. Just finishing up, to the next place, Bishar Shia Mitzvah. The Shar Shia Mitzvah is that an RL is kimo zar nechshav. The RL is like a zar, and therefore he cannot eat. That language is also very important. RL kimo zar nechshav. If an RL Kohen eats truma, is he chayav misa b'dei shamayim, just like a zar who eats truma? Is he? He says kimo zar nechshav. The problem is, look in the continuation. The Mitzvah is by Kohanim, and if a Kohen's RL eats it, he is Chayiv Malkus. What do you mean Malkus? If he's like a Zoy, he's Chayiv Yisrael Shemayim. So if you look in Os Yud Beis, the Menachas Chinuch discusses this. He says, according to the Chinuch, he must not be exactly like a Zor. He has the status of a Zor, Lagabi, that is Usur, but he's not totally like a Zor because he won't be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. Okay, there's more here, but we'll stop. Meshon will continue next time with another couple of mitzvahs related to truma and kachim as we continue with the Isra of Chalala min Hektish.